In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the boys bring back Eric and recall the year 2012. What did the guys think of 2012 and what might they be looking for in the new year? Ben bitches about drag queens at Walmart, Damon gets bookshelves, Eric plays with Legos, and Jeff watches Les Mis. This and special music by Michael West. Something in the Water.
Future aside, we waste what we don't really have. No one's asking why. Now we have been given a sign. Well, there's something in the water, something in the air, and we're spinning out of control. This pearl floating in space. We wash our hands of the blood of the earth and continue to think. Now we have been given a sign. Well, there's something in the water, something in the air, and we're spinning out of control.
Sunday, December 30th, 2012. I'm Jeff.
Me not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
I'm Ben.
It's not the Rainbow Dash Show.
And guest hosting today is our great friend, Eric.
Hi, everybody.
Can we just play the old Robert sounder for him?
No.
No, I don't have it queued up anymore.
Oh, damn it.
All I have is this.
There you go.
That's enough. We all know it.
Okay.
Yay.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Vintage Tournament Length, episode number 192. And that song you just heard is Something in the Water by Michael West from his new album, A Fond Farewell. You'll be hearing another song of his at the end of the show as well. So please stay tuned.
How much did you get paid for this?
Absolutely nothing, because I love the album, and I asked if I could, and he said yes. And
so yay.
Okay. Nothing like permission.
Don't well, know. I mean, even if I didn't ask him, I'm sure he wouldn't care, especially because every time I play something like this, I put links. Like, I'll actually have, three links. One to his album, one to Something in the Water, one to A Fond Farewell, the other song we're going to play. All in the show notes for you. Links to Amazon.
So in other words, we're just going to call it fair use and be happy with it.
Yeah, essentially.
Oh, okay.
And then that we do have permission, so. In any case.
Okie dokie.
Also, speaking of, things. Pop over to our website here. Click on the link in the show notes to vote for us for the best bear blog podcast. You have. Until tomorrow night.
Please do, because we're like severely behind.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to do
like
a little
this year.
Push
be great.
Probably not, because I don't know why people like Bear Podcasts, because the Nard is just so annoying. I don't know. Maybe if people find him entertaining, I don't know how. But, anyways.
All right.
So that's my smack talk for the evening.
That's been our exciting edition.
Nice.
So,
thanks for joining us.
What the F did you guys do this week?
Me? I've been making soda all week.
Ooh.
That had to be the greatest Christmas present ever, because the soda stream, I mean, I'll admit, it's kind of a novelty item to me.
Yeah.
But it's actually kind of cool, though. You know, they sit there and say, yeah, you'll save all this money on soda. Realistically, you really, unless you're drinking like a shit ton of soda, you're really not. If you drink name brand sodas, you'll save about 20%. But me, I'm a tight ass. What do I drink? Generic. So honestly, it comes out to be about the same price as generic sodas. But like a bottle of the syrup is like, will make like 12 liters of soda. Yeah. But, you think about that, 6 2-liters, even at generic prices, that's, you know, I mean, I'm still saving some, but I'm a can person. I'm not a big bottle soda drinker, but I've actually tried the cherry cola, which I just love because I'm a Cherry Coke fan, but this tastes more like real cola than Coke or Pepsi or one of those. And then, of course, I got the cream soda because I love me some cream soda.
Oh.
But I'm currently in the process of trying to find their cranberry energy drink. I can order it online, but I don't want to pay for shipping. None of the local stores have it, so
they just have to. Can they send it if they find it?
They find it, it'd probably be sold out because they're in it, and because they have a regular energy drink that's comparable to Red Bull. Now, I will be the first person to say I despise Red Bull.
Ah,
I do not like the taste of it whatsoever.
You don't like Smarties?
Absolutely not. So. Other than that, this week has been spent doing laundry, cleaning house, and just trying to tie up some loose ends from some stuff and just try to start getting ready for this flipping year to be over.
Yeah.
And by the way, the most exciting thing I did yesterday, and Jeff did it too, was we watched Eric for 2 hours building the Lego version of Grace Brothers.
I'm so sorry, guys.
No, you're not. Complete Don't lie to us.
Complete with a pantsless Mr. Humphreys.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yes.
I am so sorry I missed that.
I can tell you are.
Yay.
That exciting.
So exciting. Alrighty. Am I going next, or do we want someone else to go?
Well, I got the stopwatch ready, so.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Alrighty, so this week I worked. And then I did have Christmas. I actually, for the first time in about 5 years, I actually had Christmas with my partner. That was kind of nice. He came over. We made dinner. And then he made me shelves that he got me for Christmas. So I now have bookcases that I've sorely missed for about 10 years. One is still in the process of being built. He made a boo-boo and has to bring in a drill to fix it. So... No. Yeah, it's
to put Damon it, and Brills, I mean,
yeah, to put it simply, people, when you do these bookcases and you make instructions and you have to glue things specifically into certain areas, make sure that the directions are very clear and specific on where you need to put the things. Because if you don't, people assume are trying to follow the directions, and then they find out later, oh, they were wrong. And they have to figure out some way to get it out. And since it's glued and the glue is already hardened, yeah, you're kind of so.
That's why I like screws.
Yeah. And there are screws and stuff in it, but it's also, it's a mess. I'll put it like that. And eventually we'll get it all fixed up, and I'll have three wonderful bookcases, and I will take a picture, and yay. Let's see. Work again. Work. And then this weekend, last night, I just went to dinner with the partner. That's it. I've not been doing too much. There's no. There is one more thing.
Sorry. Oh, Lord. Here we go.
I do start rehearsals for the men's chorus. I do start rehearsals for the men's chorus on Wednesday.
By the way, we have a quick announcement. The Cincinnati men's chorus is the official men's chorus of Cubs Out Loud.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'm sure they will appreciate it.
People are probably drinking, getting drunk from drinking every time that bit is played.
Song plays. Yeah.
The COL drinking game.
Yes.
Oh, we need to revisit the COL drinking game. There was an episode in version one where we talked about the COL drinking game. We need to revisit that again. So, folks, send us. What do you think should be part of the COL drinking game? Shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com.
Hold on. We already figured that out. We're doing it next week, and we're doing the trivia challenge.
Well, that's a trivia challenge, but I'm talking about the...
For every answer you get wrong, you get to take a drink.
But I'm thinking more along the lines of... Please don't make it every time we say, like, Cubs Out Loud or Cubs or something like that.
No, see, we don't necessarily drink when somebody is listening to our show in general.
Oh.
And then something happens. Real easy.
Do you want to do the drinking challenge at home? It's this simple. Every time you hear Damon talk about the CMC Music Factory and you hear this sound...
Everybody dance now!
Take a big old swig of anything that's at least 100 proof.
Wow.
No, I wouldn't say that necessarily that, but still.
And please don't leave your house.
If you do, we are not responsible for anything you may or may not do.
Oh, you know,
please consult with a good attorney ahead of time.
There's also this shut up, Ben.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know, we haven't done that as much, but, you know, maybe that should be two drinks or something.
That's because Robert's not around.
Shut up, Ben.
Hey, all right.
Oh, man, I don't have the right thing loaded up, but that's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. In any case.
So I was done a while ago. I hope you stopped the timer.
No, you weren't done. Anyways.
I was done.
2 minutes. Okay.
Jeffrey?
So all I did was worked on Monday. Went to the Dankovich's on Tuesday. Had a good time there. Worked on Wednesday. It's off on Thursday, and I saw something I'll be discussing about later.
Yay.
And then Wednesday, or Friday and Saturday, I just worked and played WoW. And watched Eric build a Lego for 2 hours. Actually, I didn't watch it because I was actually playing WoW while we were doing it. So I was just actually listening.
Nice.
Which is twice as exciting.
Oh, it's absolutely thrilling. So, besides building a Lego thing, what else? What did you do this past week?
My week was not very exciting. I worked Monday. Of course, had Tuesday off for the holiday. Didn't do a damn thing. Worked Wednesday. Took off Thursday and had an exciting adventure with Bad Cantaloupe, ended with what I'm calling a performance art piece as I puked all over the BMW dealership here in town.
Oh,
okay. Now, the big question is, I've been wondering this, why the hell were you at the BMW dealership if you weren't buying one?
We were not. The BMW dealership is across the street from a restaurant where I had coupons.
Oh, so you parked.
I had a peanut butter jelly sandwich and some cantaloupe that had been sitting in my fridge for 2 days, which had been cut at the store, and I've learned that's a big no-no now. Mm-hmm. So it hit me as we were sitting down for dinner, and I told Chester, my partner, we have got to get out of here. So we got out of here, and Pennsylvania has this lovely thing where they don't like to pay taxes, so all of our roads are shit. Oh. So it's like taking a roller coaster ride anywhere you go with lots and lots of potholes. And we made it all the way across the street.
Oh, wow.
My first time ever puking in a car.
Oh. Oh, that sucks.
Oh, well. And then I worked Friday. Everybody heard about Saturday. It snowed here in Pennsylvania a lot. And I built Legos. And here we are.
Yay.
Back to those damn Legos again.
They will never be done. Mm-hmm. Well, they will be done. And then you get another set.
I think David thought he was high during that whole time. And he hadn't even taken a hit off anything.
Nice.
Poor David. Any case. Moving on, we did get some feedback this week. Ben, you want to read what we got from Garbear73?
Oh, if I can ever sit my ass. Actually, I'm going to let Damon read that because apparently Damon knows this guy.
Yes, I do.
So this I'll let you read it.
This is Gary. Okay. Hey, guys.
And whoever the hell is on Growler right now, really? Jeff?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Shit. Alrighty. Hey guys, Gary here. Just caught I was mentioned in the latest episode of COL. I'm excited to hear the discussion and potential for attending Drinks for 9 up here in Erie, Pennsylvania, coming up April 4th through the 7th next year. Yes, Damon, I am still interested in being on the podcast. Also, I'm the run coordinator for said run, so you guys can get a twofer having me on. And if COL would like to attend and host a podcast recording, we're game and would love to have you guys join the ranks of other podcasts that have recorded live at the run. Happy holidays, guys.
And, you know, what's really sad is I was really looking forward to possibly going to this run.
But
however, due to circumstances beyond my control, being school, there is no way I'm going to be able to go. So, I know. Yeah, just I come to find out that's going to be midterm time.
Oh,
yeah. So there's absolutely no way on earth I'm going to be able to go. However, if Damon and Eric and Eric's lovely husband, partner, boyfriend, significant other, whatever you care to call him, goes, they can always Skype me and Jeff in from a distance, and they can still do the podcast from there.
Hmm. Yeah.
So that's and if he's offering to do a twofer, you know, that's I mean you're only having to pay for two run passes, one for Damon and then one for either Eric or Chester, depending on whether or not Chester wants to go.
Are my partner.
Or your partner. So you can leave Chester. Hey, Eric, are you going to leave Chester at home then?
I don't think I could get Chester out. He's not a big fan of runs.
Okay, so see, there you go. Okay, so you still only got to buy two passes. So
so we will see. But why don't we'll bring Gary on and we'll talk about it and go from there.
Can come up with. I would love to be able to, but like I said, it kind of annoyed me that I looked at my school calendar and it was just like, yeah, it ain't happening.
Aw. Well, we'll see. But thank you, Gary. I will be in touch with you to talk about.
Oh, I just sent him a message.
Oh, there you go. Never mind. Then.
Somebody will be in touch with you.
Someone.
And for all you know, you may, before you even hear this, well, I've already discussed everything.
Nice. Okay. Yay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, over on Google Plus, we got a comment on COL190, the He-Man and She-Ra episode.
Yay.
Danny says, I used to watch He-Man and She-Ra, Thundercats, and Gem, which my sister loved. The parodies I found online on YouTube, such as the Hey You Hey He-Man in Jizz, which are so wrong, I don't want it to be right.
Jizz, and by the way, there is a new Jizz that will be on the way in the next 2 weeks, and it's supposed to be an epic masterpiece, and Evil Jeff, who is Jizz, is planning on the Jizz musical coming this spring.
Isn't that special?
Oh, dear
so,
God.
So, yes, the Jizz musical. It's supposedly going to be a 25-minute Jizz musical. And I'm just going, oh, yeah. And by the way, there will also be new episodes of the Golden Shower Girls coming, too. For those of you who liked his Golden Shower Girls series.
I am scared.
You should be. You should be terrified.
Really?
Did we have any Facebook likes this week, or was that kind of like Tumblr?
We did. Hold on.
Yes, and somebody forgot to put them in the notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
We got some guy named Robert Jones.
Who the hell's that?
I'm not sure.
Sounds made up.
Yeah,
it really does. Let me guess, he lives. I don't know, Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Yeah. Let me take a look.
That sounds like such a fake name for a town.
I don't think that's real. I think that must be against Facebook policy as being not a real person.
And being not a real from a real town.
Anyways, I'm joking. We kid. And also Jimmy Roy.
Jimmy. Whose name also looks very messed up.
I know.
J-Y-M-M-Y.
Yeah. He's from Quebec.
Oh, well, that explains it all.
Oh, maybe it's Jimmy Roy.
You know, Canadians, they're just like Americans, only better.
But they are American. Oh, shit.
Our 51st state, Canada.
Yeah.
Canada.
Alrighty, and Bear Underground, you know, we had three or four people that joined the group this week. However, I approved them before writing them down. So I just want to thank the 22 people that have joined this year.
Okay,
so yay. Let's run this. Since we have been on Bear Underground, which has been since, what, about October?
Something like September? That. Let me run them through. Yeah. We've got At Cub, Big Bite, Box Puppy. Oh, that's me. Yeah. Bucks Cut, Comes Out Loud. Who's Comes Out Loud? Who's that guy? Anyways, Daniel, DJ Yuma, Ethical Slut.
Helen. We know who that is. Hi, Alan.
Gamer Bear 75, Gar Bear 73, Grr Tigger.
Yay.
I Dog It, the creator of said website.
Hi, Ian.
Bear Underground.
By the way, has anybody seen those pictures of Ian in that jock strap that he posted yesterday?
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Come on. I know you have a husband and all, but God, please, just 10 minutes. That's all I need. Ten minutes.
Anyways, IT Bear My. Josh for Chaser, KY Cub 22, Mike the Bear Cub.
Can we skip the next one?
come on, Mystery Sammy. Feels Good or Feels Good, which is actually Ian's partner. Yes. Rockhead,
Ian's partner. Please, 10 minutes.
I'm not sure about these other two guys. These guys are seem kind of weird. Tack Cub 806.
Yeah, what's with that fucking pony thing on his profile?
I don't know. It's weird. Theater Cub 79. That's a really weird guy.
I've heard he is a big old singing, screaming, silly bitch.
Oh.
Can't believe he's joined the group. But anyways, Ercide is the last one. And yes. I really need to find these pixie put up.
Ian's partner, 10 minutes. That's all I know.
Have them both, yeah.
So when I'm banned from the site later today.
Oh wow! Hey, nice.
Yeah,
that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Someone requested a couple of modeling shots. Here you go.
I know. It's like, hello, hi, how are you? Ooh.
/ drool. I will leave that comment. He's had 11 comments on that. We won't go into that though.
I think I need some rum to go in my cherry cola.
And these are going to be the new Bear Underground jocks too that he was modeling.
Yep.
God, he's a nice bud. Anyways,
That's
Ian, completely beside
the point. 10 minutes. Dude, seriously,
hour, please just give me a half hour at least.
No. 10 minutes is fine. See, I can do what I need to do in 10 minutes.
You're a quickie. You know what? I'm one who likes to take
his time.
No, actually,
I'm not. But I can manage to get it done pretty quick if I got it.
I don't know.
The jocks are really nice.
I'm looking at that ass. I'm gonna want to be down there for a little bit. Anyways, we love you, Ian.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
So full mention, Ian.
The jock really nice.
Yeah, the jock looks cool. I might get one of those. Anyways. Moving on into, and Eric, I know we'll get to you soon here. We didn't forget about you. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just checking. You're so quiet. But moving on into Ben's Bitch of the Week.
Oh, yes. And you know, it wouldn't be a week without that, except for last week, because it was Christmas.
Aw.
But with the end of the year coming, I've got to say, really, what the hell, Walmart? Oh, my fucking God.
Doesn't that just answer its own question?
Yeah, I think it does. That's my bitch of the week. Thank you. No, actually, I've got two bitches about Walmart right now. The first is, and I'm going to name names because they don't listen to this show anyways. I don't really give a shit. Okay, so one of the Walmarts, we've got four Walmarts in a town of 220,000. It's insane. Nobody needs four super Walmarts, and they're planning on building a fifth one, nice. Which is like amazingly insane. Well, one of them I have not gone to for a long time. I actually vowed I would not go back till there were some major changes because there is this woman. Okay, she's a Hispanic woman, but when was the last time you saw a woman that looked like a drag queen? Exactly. I think that says it all. This woman is such a whore. Her name is Betty. She's a CSM. She is a whore, to say the least. Every time I've gone in there, because I went in there about, I guess it was right at a year ago, I bought my mom a TV as a late Christmas present. Because she needed a new TV, like, bad. I went in there, and I wrote a check for it, and they declined my check because they needed my telephone number. That's all they needed. Because I called Telecheck while I stood right there, and they said, yeah, all we needed is your phone number. Just have them run the check through again, tell them to press this, and all they got to do is put your phone number in. And she wasn't trying to hear it. She called me a thief to my face.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And so ever since, every time I go in there, I call her everything but a child of God. And she goes off. I mean, she's actually tried to have me kicked out of the store two or three times.
Ah.
Well, and I even called the former manager and told him, hey, look, you know, I will not be back until this bitch is fired. And, of course, you know, the manager wound up being fired himself, which I thought was kind of funny. So I went in there a couple days ago, and the bitch is still there. And as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh, fuck me. And she told me, you need to just put your stuff down and leave. I looked right at her and said, last I checked, you're not loss prevention, and you're not the store manager. Go fuck yourself, you drag queen looking ass bitch. And I made sure to say it loud enough that half of her coworkers heard me call her a drag queen, and they all started laughing.
Oh.
And then, two, what kind of a after Christmas sale is 20% on Christmas stuff? Really? I mean, usually the day after Christmas, all that shit goes like 50% off. Because I've got the white, just the clear Christmas lights in my backyard just for decorative year round. Those are like my patio lights. That look really nice. Well, about half of them are burned out, and so I was going to buy some replacements. But it's like, no, all of our Christmas lights are only 20% off. And I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Hmm.
So needless to say, really, Walmart, what the fuck? First of all, what's up with hiring drag queens? And second of all, 20%
off. Hey, there are some great drag queens that work at Walmart.
Let me change that. Why are you hiring straight women that look like drag queens?
There you go.
There.
Much better.
Because I'm serious, she's got the tattooed makeup. She looks like a fucking rodeo clown.
Oh.
I mean, I can't put it any other way. She looks like a fucking rodeo clown. So, Betty, I got your number, bitch. And your milkshake ain't bringing all the boys to the yard. It's scaring them away. And there you go. Now it's time for Damon's Social Butterfly Corner.
Damon the boy, Damon the boy, Damon the boy, the boy.
This week's edition, Social Butterfly 2020.
Well, actually, there's really nothing to report this week about the boy. So, other than having a really great Christmas with the partner, and who's also the daddy. Having a good time and sitting back and letting him build the shelf and helping only on occasion when needed was good.
Oh, you're letting him be the man.
Well, in all honesty... and I love you, sweetie. He is very, very anal retentive when it comes to building things and a lot of other things, but specifically building things. We had a shelf that was put in wrong. Like there was a you know, the unfinished side and there was a finished side. And it was put in incorrectly. And instead of letting it, you know, stay that way, because I was okay with that, no, we had to take it apart and put the shelf back correctly and put everything back on. And yeah, so, but that was only because he wanted it perfect. And yes, he wanted it perfect for me, but I was okay. So, but they look great. I said I will eventually post a picture.
I'm sure you
and
would.
There is a wonderful, right now, all my porn is on 2 cells right now.
So wait a minute. The first thing you did with the new shelves was put your porn on it?
Yeah.
Oh,
and you're damn proud of it, dude.
Do you hear the level of excitement in his fucking voice?
I have 5 like shoe boxes that were sitting in a corner next to my door that were in the way, and that's what was in them. I now have a bookshelf that I can put them on. Problem solved.
Now I've got easier access to my porn. See, yeah. I call that a folder on my desktop.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
I prefer the DVDs.
And I bet Damon's I bet Damon's even got some VHS in there somewhere.
I do, actually.
Oh, good God.
I was visioning clippings from a magazine.
I have a magazine, though, but they're not on the shelf.
Not yet.
They'll go up next to the DVDs.
Yeah, and the VHS tapes.
We just need to start getting porn Blu-rays. Let me see the detail in that cock or the asshole.
Yeah.
Anyways.
There's a... No.
You know, and it's sad because I remember when DVDs first came out, and I thought that was like the greatest thing for porn ever, only because you could sit there and rewind to watch the same cum scene like 12 times.
Exactly. Huh. It makes it easier to go forward and back, and you got, you know, scene selections and everything.
Oh, and don't forget, some DVD players, some of your higher end ones had a zoom feature.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I forgot about that. Awesome. So, well, yes, I do have porn, and I do have porn on DVDs. Whatever.
I have porn on DVDs, too.
Yeah.
But still. That's beside the point. In any case. So... Yeah. So the Damon the boy is his daddy built in bookshelves.
Yep.
Okay.
My daddy which built you me bookshelves.
Which you could put your porn on.
Yes.
I don't know why it's
and
so
And a Merry
fun.
Christmas was had by one and all.
Mm-hmm. In a very nude situation, in any case. Moving on to Jeff's movie moment here. Let's talk a little bit about Les Miserables. or Les Miserables. I think is the correct thing. I don't think once in this show is that term ever actually said.
No.
So not. You never get the like watching the movie, then all of a sudden they say it and you go, "We have a title." I love doing that. I mean, things like, you know, Iron Man, it doesn't work because they say Iron Man how many times during that movie? So it's not like a we have a title thing. I love the ones where there's just this title seems very obscure or something, and then you just watch a movie, and then somewhere along the lines, like what's an important line, they say the title of the film. And that's awesome. But in any case, so Les Miserables.
It was pretty damn miserable.
On Thursday, I went to see. Has anybody seen the play?
The musical.
Yeah.
Oh well.
I don't think there was a play.
I've seen
play,
the PBS presentations of it.
Okay.
Oh, so you saw the Left Wing version?
No, I haven't seen anything of this until this movie.
Now, having read the book and heard the soundtrack and seen it, there's no right wing version of that.
Right, I'm confused. Anyways, so of course, story about a convict named Jean Valjean. And it's kind of his the plot of this story, and I don't know if it was the movie because I haven't read the book or seen the musical at all. It seems kind of herky-jerky. And I think they've rushed through a few things.
Well, Well, the book covers like 30 years of this guy's life.
Oh, good.
And
God,
the play compresses that, but it is very herky-jerky. You get a lot of different moments. They throw too many characters in.
There's too much in too little time.
Well, and some of the transitions just are so sudden. In fact,
and by the way, I prefer turkey jerky.
Okay, moving on. So, topic.
Ah, oh boy. Yes, our topic this week is how many different ways could we make Les Mis never survive at the theaters?
Hush.
So, the COL 2012 wrap-up for What Good It's Worth. Damon, go.
What does this actually mean exactly?
So, what the hell do you think of 2012, bitch? What do you think it means?
Oh, God. Well, I thought it was about the actual show, but anyway.
Well, it can be about anything. It's our 2012. Okay, hold on. Let me change it then. The COL 2012 year-end wrap-up.
Well,
there.
That's basically what it means. What you're saying is a 2012 year 2012 wrap
in
up, not just
review, mofos.
Okay.
No. Well, what you needed to do is take out COL, because saying the COL 2012 wrap up sounds like you're wrapping up the show for 2012. Not where we're just talking about the year in general. So to clarify, you just say year end, the 2012 wrap up.
There you go.
Because you wouldn't let me talk about my. Discuss anything about my movie movement. You kept interrupting me through the entire thing, so I'm going to say, shut up, bitch, and just talk about the damn topic.
Yay! Okay.
That works.
Nice. So, okay, fine. This year has been pretty fun for me. Let's see. Had a great year with the Cincinnati Men's Chorus. You know, we've been, this is the end of the first year and the start of the second year for our new artistic director. And he's great in a lot of ways and not so great in others. But our sound has improved so much. People who have come to our concerts have really enjoyed us. And that just means a lot to me because of, you know, it's bringing more people hopefully involved and enjoying, you know, a gay men's chorus. So,
yeah, which men's chorus would that be again?
The Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
For those of you at home playing the COL drinking challenge, how many drinks have you had now?
I would think four or five.
Are you drunk? Are you getting there? Remember, must be 100 proof or higher.
Since they had two in quick succession, they're probably tipsy. But anyway, on the job front, you know, got the promotion, blah, 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 can't talk, which is really great. You know, good to see that personally, the satisfaction of knowing that what I was doing has been rewarded and I'm now an exec and all of that great stuff. So go me there. The home front, we'll talk about one thing and we'll talk about the other. The partner and I have been together over 9 years. We will be celebrating 10 years in June of 2013. I love him to death. that has been wonderful. On the boy side, which is the fairly new, fairly recent thing, learning experience. It's going to probably continue to be a learning experience. I am looking forward to what I learn and enjoying this new dynamic. And the personal experience, I'm happy, you know, to put it simply. And that's what I always like to end a year in. I want to be, if the year has been good to me and I am at the end of the year and I'm happy with what I have accomplished and done, then it has been a good year. So to top it all off, and just to get sappy sentimental, I am really happy to be a part of this show. this has been so much fun, and I'm sure will continue to be great fun. I've made some really cool friends that I think, if we ever were to meet in person, I think we would have a kick-ass time. A really kick-ass time.
Either that or an ass-kicking time.
Well, there, that's that. Yeah.
See? But,
that's you.
See, there
kick
you go.
Your ass. No.
And there you but, go. Yeah.
So that's me. And not just, you know, Ben and Jeffrey and Robert and Eric, but, you know, Alan and Chess and Miss Tammy, who I have met. Who else has been on a show? Oh, Jared, and other people. So, yeah. Yay. So there's my year.
Yay. In review.
So a good year. How would you grade 2012 for you?
On a score of 1 to 10.
Let's do A, B, C, D, E. Or A, B, C, D, F.
Okay. I would give it a B. It's not been the best year ever, but it's been pretty fucking cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
A B for bear.
B for bear. Oh, Lord.
Womp womp. All righty.
Eric?
Well, I've had a pretty good year. It's always hard to think about these things in review. I mean, the year seems to have gone by so fast. I think that's just a side project of aging, but I mean, I swear it's August right now, except for the snow outside. Had a good year at work. I've enjoyed listening to you guys for most of the year here. I started, I think, in February when I started seeing Ben online and Google Plus for the first time. I don't know. There have been some kick-ass comic book crossovers. A couple of good comic book movies. Being a comic book fan, that really makes the year for me.
True.
I really enjoyed AVX, and mm-hmm. what movies I have gotten to see were actually pretty good. even Prometheus, which people complain about incessantly, actually was a pretty fun thing to watch. And I don't know. Music has been terrible this year, but that's pretty much true now that I'm an old man, you know. Everything sounds...
It's all too loud!
Ursa put up on Google Plus this morning the mashup of all the hits this year that this guy puts out every year, and I swear, you couldn't tell which song was another. They all sounded exactly the same.
Oh, God, I want to hear that.
I will send you the link.
Thank you.
But I think it's a good year, and I think, I don't know, I find that every year since I've gotten out of my 20s, I've gotten progressively better. And a large portion of that, I think, is just being out of your 20s. But it's a good time. I'm looking forward to the new year, though, and looking forward to having some new challenges coming up.
Mm. There you go.
My year was pretty average. I mean, not to mention getting to watch all the great movies that we saw for COO movies until the end here. Of course, The Avengers, The Dark Knight Rises, Prometheus, which was a whole bunch of hype. I was a little disappointed in it, but I wouldn't really say I would be complaining about it.
That one was pretty bad.
I don't think it was terrible. I was just disappointed in a few things. So,
but yeah, it probably helped that I've not been a big Aliens movie fan, and I didn't catch any of the hype. So it was almost a surprise crossover to see Aliens in it halfway through the movie.
Oh, we saw Aliens, but not the Aliens.
Not the
Aliens. You know, so.
Dun, dun, dun.
And, you know, relaunching Cubs Out Loud.
Yeah.
Well, I was missing it after all that time, so I'm glad I...
resurrected glad I it?
Could get to find a good group of guys to host a show, and Bring it on.
I was waiting to hear a good group of guys and Ben.
And Ben, yeah. Well, I mean, I got everybody to fill in the appropriate roles.
Yay! Yeah,
well, except that we lost the bottom. We got
Sorry,
an asshole.
Robert. Yeah.
We got the men's chorus person.
I prefer opinionated individual.
Yeah. In other words, asshole. Jerk.
Or asshole.
Okay.
Or asshole.
One of the two. Yeah, all we need is a more permanent bottom, so, or a bottom. So, I'm going to fill in that hole. Wait a minute.
Yikes.
It's terrible, but that's beside the point. And got to get Stos on Movie Bears podcast this past week. And yeah, it was all right. Yeah, nothing spectacular. Life is, or work is work.
Yeah.
But at least I have a nice, decent schedule that I kind of like. Well, I kind of wish I could do Monday through Fridays, but by working on a Saturday, I get a slight 15% differential. So,
oh hell yeah,
yeah. So I'm of course I'll work Saturdays.
And by the way, if we do have bottoms, apply for the co-host position. I think that the link I just posted is the only qualification I have to have.
Oh, good God, come on! What did you do? What is this?
That's the only qualification to be the bottom on the show.
Good God.
I'm kind of afraid, and my computer is taking forever to load it.
Oh.
Modern technology. Jeff Anderson's downfall. So what you're telling us then is that this was a pretty decent year for you then.
Jeff. Yeah, that's all right. It was all right.
A through F.
Oh, and the presidential election I thought was kind of awesome because while I had a preference, I didn't care who won.
We were going to get screwed no matter what.
Oh, gosh.
That's true.
No, I'm not talking politics.
Yeah, let's not talk
politics. We've already done that.
So, Ben, did you give me a wrap-up?
We saw my year end, first of all, we were going to get screwed no matter what in the presidential election.
Womp womps.
And, you know, honestly, this year, I have to give it an automatic D, and that's because it seems like the last quarter of the year, my life just completely went down the toilet. I lost my grandfather, who was a very important part of my life. I allowed somebody else to totally use me and pretty much try to ruin my life in other ways. You know, I'm not going to say that there weren't any good parts of the year, because there was a few, but really I think the last quarter of the year pretty much summed up my entire year. I didn't get to graduate in December like I had hoped to because of circumstances beyond my control, but I will I am going to graduate in May.
Yay.
Come hell or high water, I will graduate in May no matter what. But I think this year was just a real challenging, trying year. And you know, I think Eric kind of said it best earlier. You know, sometimes it's an age thing. It seems like a lot of the shit that's happened to me this year, if I was 10 years younger, I might have handled it better. But I think the older you get, when you have that much crap happen at once, you just get to this point where you start thinking, I'm this freaking old and I'm having to put up with these kind of problems.
Yeah.
You know, and that's exactly what I've said to myself pretty much all year, is like, really? I mean, what kind of bullshit is this? You know, but you know, especially like the school related problems. I mean, I'm 30 years old, and well, that was some interference on that line. Let's try it again. So I'm a 30 there it is. Damn it. And you know, the thing is, a lot of these problems I've had, like with dealing with the financial aid people and dropping course, this is shit you do when you're 18, 19, 20, 21.
Mm.
And it's just funny because every time I go, because like I'll be spending all day Thursday at Tech trying to get some shit straightened out. And it's so funny because you go in there and they try to treat you like you just walked out of high school. And I look at them like, I'm 30 years old and You know, you're not going to treat me like
that problem.
I know. I think that's on Jeff's end. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just one of those things that you just sit there and you go, what the fuck? I'm a grown man. Treat me like one. Don't treat me like I'm some stupid kid that just walked out of high school that has no clue what the fuck I'm talking about. But the highlight of my year was becoming a brony, so there you go.
Yay!
Yay!
And yes, Rainbow Dash is the best pony. So.
Yay.
It's not the Rainbow Dash show.
It's always the Rainbow Dash show. It's 20%
it's
cooler.
Not the Rainbow Dash show.
Hey, you were the one who gave that to me.
Oh, I know. Applejack says otherwise, but I tend to disagree.
Nice.
That's because I can't find my 20% cooler quote. I'll have to go through the entire season one to find it, which I'm sure I'll do eventually.
Some. Oh, my God.
And by the way, if I see another cute couple that one guy is my age and the other one's like 20 or 21, I'm going to scream because that should, like, be me.
It has to be you. Not that you're like, oh, the age difference. No.
The age difference doesn't bother me. Shit.
He doesn't want that to be you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, that's my other annoying. That's my other future bitch of the week. It's like, you know what? Yeah, you're 21. You are absolutely adorable. You think I'm the hottest thing since sliced bread, but you live in Saskatchewan.
Yay.
So, yeah, exactly. I can't even go to Canada.
Oh.
Ever.
So that's our question. How was your 2012?
Good. Great. Meh. Bad. Fuck my life. Or orca.
Other.
No. Other. remember, we took that out. Now you're just kind of fishing for it.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to fish for it. It's supposed to be a natural
kind of like kind of like every time I mention the fact that I'm 30 years old.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, you are 30 years old, so.
See, I told you, Damon. It's on Jeff's computer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nope.
I'm hearing everything just fine. I have no clue. No idea. I don't hear anything's going wrong.
Maybe it's on Eric's. Is it on yours, Eric?
No, I think it's the Mac filter.
Yeah,
the Mac filter.
Yeah. But speaking of polls of the week, how did our poll last week turn out?
I'm still working on this poll.
Well, let me see if I can find it. He's still trying to put together this week's poll.
Mm. Well, while he's doing that, let's see.
So, should people blame gays for such things? Talking about are somebody accusing us for being the reason why there was the Newton shootings?
Dr. James Dobson, who will burn in hell soon enough.
And wasn't Mike Huckabee backing him up on that or something?
Yeah, Mike Huckabee was saying it without saying it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyways. There is a reason why he didn't even make it to the actual election. So.
Still kind of sad about that because I actually half-ass liked Mike Huckabee until that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have no respect for the man. So
just brilliant. In any case, no one said yes. Obviously, shocking. 4 said no. 7 said take fucking responsibility for your own life and actions.
Yay. That's
and then we have
answer.
4 others.
Oh, goody.
These are my favorite answers.
And they're all different. Okay. One said, blame Orko. One said, Orko. Another said, Orko. It's all lowercase, so I'm assuming it was a whisper. Then another one said, Orko! That was all the caps, so.
Oh,
apparently. I think that pretty much sums that one up.
Apparently, yeah.
Damn you, Orko. Damn you to hell.
Damn you, Orko.
Is that who you blame,
hell.
Eric? Would you blame Orko?
No,
I think I would like to blame the little bat wing thing from She-Ra.
What was the tranny orco on She-Ra?
Jeff? The little flying owl thing that cowl? Was like She-Ra's orco.
Yeah, well... Cowl. No, She-Ra's orco was not Cowl, who you're referring to. She-Ra's orco was... Although, Cowl is the one who knew that Adora was She-Ra. But Madame Raz...
Orko knew that Adam was...
Yeah, Madame Raz, though, actually was the magician. She knew that
Adora was She-Ra, too.
So,
yeah, but I think
Madame
Cowl
Raz is the orco.
Yeah, I'd compare Cowl, though.
Cowl, I think, was more along the lines of Cringer, except he didn't turn into anything.
No, she had a fucking horse for that.
Yeah, and Swiftwind wasn't cowardly.
Here we are. Dree-El was who I was thinking of.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So the 2012 year on poll is up now.
Yay.
Once again, those answers are great, good, meh, bad, fuck my life, and other.
And feel free to put Orko in any of there.
Yeah.
I have this bad feeling, though, he's going to show up.
No, so your life was Orko. That's really sad.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. So that's the poll of this week. It's a nice hard pull.
Yeah. And moving on.
Speaking of polls, polls. Where is that?
Now you have
there.
You have
there. We go.
Oh,
this is what I mean by polls.
And it's now time for Love on Craigslist, bringing the best of love and lust to you. Why is there a YouTube link right under it?
I don't know. We'll put a YouTube link right under it.
What is it?
I don't know. Well, let's take a look at it.
That was mine.
Oh, no, that was something else.
I suggest we delete it. delete it.
All right. I was wondering what the fuck. Well, this week, and mine is a visual thing. And first of all, real quickly, I want to send the guys the image of this guy before we get started, okay?
Oh, my God. I'm scared now.
Yeah. Because I swear to God, this guy has got to be a KKK member. Okay, and I'm going to also send them the headline, because the problem with the headline is either the guy doesn't speak English very well, like some other people we've talked about in the past, and why is this doing this? This is screwy. Mm-hmm. Screwy. Okay, I guess it's supposed to be clean, but it's C-L-E-I-N. Man looking for a C-L-E-I-N woman for tonight. So is he a Klein man looking for a Klein woman? Is he guy? Anyways, maybe he's German. But here's the ad, okay? And the ad is such a verbal thing, too, and I'm going to have to send this to y'all also to read. Okay, tomorrow spelled T-O-M-A-R-W, weekend. I am, space, R-E-E-D, if you are, must have pick. I got pick. Check it out.
Tomorrow weekend. I'm red. If you must.
I'm Reed.
Reed.
And actually, it'd be, would that be Tom Arrow?
Tom Arrow.
Tom Arrow. Tom Arrow weekend. M. Reed. If you are, must have pick. Okay.
And they want to get rid of spelling in
where do
elementary
you start?
Schools.
Well, first off, any Klein woman looking for a hookup needs to understand this strange secret language to communicate her interest. For regular human females, the logistics of using email to set up a place to rendezvous with a guy who has no grasp of the written word or any understanding of basic syntax will seem daunting. And if that's not enough to scare them off, he mentions tonight, tomorrow, and the weekend as times he's available. Sounds like our little buddy here isn't the most popular mental defective in Houston.
Oh, good God.
And what are his chances of getting laid? I'm going to say about 28%, because somehow there is some stupid woman out there that will go for it.
Nice.
Who can't spell worth shit as well.
Who's looking for who's looking for Klein man?
I am looking for Klein man.
Good day.
I like to sucky.
Good God.
Only $1.
Oh no. Okay. Oh god.
I need a refill.
Yes.
Oh no.
Eric, do you have one?
Yeah, I'll go next. Yeah. I'm going to post a link here so you guys can follow along. This comes from my own hometown here now of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. From the I Want to Find Love. Man for Transsexual, 21, Lancaster.
Okay, you said it all.
Sus.
Hello, ladies. I'm currently dating someone, but I just don't feel right with her. I'm looking for a girl that will rock my world and show me that they want me. The first thing I want to say is that I do not want a Bible-banging good girl. I'm a Satanist, so that won't work out for me.
Son of a bitch.
I'm not out here to find a fuck buddy. If we start as friends, that would be perfectly fine. I've got a full-time job, and I'm trying to save up for a car. I'm using something that won't allow to put up pics, but if you want one, all you need to do is ask. I only ask for one in return, and I don't mean nude pics. Those he'll take plenty of.
Yeah.
We will have plenty of time for that if we have a connection going on. Music is also a big thing I use to judge people, since it is generally a good reflection on you and the type of person that you are. Oh, and if you're still reading this, that means you're still interested. So I guess now would be a time to give you my stats. I'm 5 foot.
I just want to know, is he Klein?
We're about to find out, won't we?
Yay.
He looks military in his picture.
So he's probably Klein. Okay.
Yeah. I'm 5'9", in good shape, short dark brown hair, hazel eyes, I'm 20, I have good goals for my future, I'm working hard to achieve them, it's just unfortunate that love is the hardest one to accomplish. By the way, I got on something different so I could put a pickup in case you didn't notice, haha.
And he's a Satanist.
He's a Satanist currently in a relationship looking for his new relationship. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of makes sense. It's kind of like you want to have a job before you want to go looking for your next one.
Exactly.
You don't just want to quit it, you know?
Good God.
Oh, my.
I don't really know what to say, except for the fact that I think this might be miscategorized.
You think?
Well, he never mentions, you know, he always says her and she and girl. And I mean, and that's cool and all, but is he really looking for a T? Are not. The ad is kind of vague in that spot.
All I can say is...
And it sounds like there's too many disclaimers in this ad, too.
If you'll notice, though, on Craigslist, the M for F is all the way on the left, and M for T is all the way on the right.
True.
I think that's a pretty big typo if that was a mistake. We can contact him and ask.
I think that may be necessary.
Oh, good God.
That'd make a good future segment on Craigslist. Eric contacts the weirdos.
And what about who ends up contacting him, who are T's?
Yeah.
This is true.
We'll see.
So, Eric, you could be a regular contributor now.
Good God. Oh, gosh.
Do we got him?
Okay, no, I've got... Okay. Okay, so I'm going to read two titles, and I will read the one that you choose.
Oh, God.
There is Train Me, Use Me, 45 Martinsburg, or Jockeys Are Midgets, Male for Male, 41, Ransom.
There you go. I think we found our winner.
Well, Jockeys Are Midgets, to put in an additional pun, is actually pretty short.
Oh, God.
I love short... Yeah. I know. Womp womp. I love short men with big dicks. Let me take your load or whatever you want to do. And this is in Ranson, which is apparently in eastern West Virginia. And
are there
lots
of midgets and jockeys?
I guess so.
Well, in hillbilly areas, yeah.
Oh, good God. So, yeah.
Bring out the moonshine, Paul.
So I give my vote to Eric.
Yeah, I kind of have to also, because even though mine was kind of creepy, I think Eric's took the cake because I don't even think that guy knows what the fuck he wants.
Yours wasn't creepy. Yours was just
weird.
Stupid. And the guy, I mean, except for the
I don't know if that's a KKK robe or not. That's the only kind of freaky thing. But the other pictures, he actually doesn't look that bad.
No, but that's what they want you to believe.
Yeah. But you know, I don't know. He's not that bad looking, but at least he's just stupid. He just doesn't know how to spell.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
And for Eric's, the guy with the Coors Light beer can and his cigarette sticking out of his mouth. That doesn't look attractive at all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. The really creepy part is the fact that he's in my hometown here, and it's not a huge town. It's only 100,000 people.
So you'll probably...
So I will probably walk into him at some point in some mall or Walmart or something.
Nice.
And see if he's with his transsexual date. Did he find his tea?
It shouldn't be hard to tell. I know most of the teas in town. Again, it's a small town.
Oh, that's good.
Awesome.
Now you can make sure to tell the
tea. You know what's really scary is... I'd be willing to get on top of that.
Which one?
You would. I'd put on a wig if he, you know, I mean, for long enough, maybe blind, until I like throw like acid in his face or something.
Nice.
Well, that's probably part of his kink. I don't know.
Might be. All right,
age 21. That could be your next, you know, mixed age couple.
Moving on into links. Let's see if this
Yes,
works.
This week mine comes from Hot Diggity Demon on YouTube, who also brought you the Dot Mauve series, which is the greatest parody of the My Little Ponies you've ever seen, because they're very adult and very... it's just funny to see them cussing up a storm. But this is an older series of his called Jerry. Jerry actually is the first of a series of animated shorts that he did, and they actually have won some pretty big awards. I know Damon watched it earlier, and yeah.
It's pretty freaking fun.
You have to watch all of them, though. If you don't, you're missing out. You have to watch them, and you have to watch them in order. Because I don't even know how I would describe it. I would just sit there and say, just a day in a life of just your average, I guess, for the lack of a better way to put it, loser. Days in the lives. Well, I mean, seriously, that's about what it is. Especially if you watch all of them in the series, you'll kind of understand what I'm talking about. But I think the animation is extremely good. And this is like 5 or 6 years old, but it's incredibly good. So, Jerry, this is Jerry from Hot Diggity Demon.
Awesome. Yep. Yay. Okay, so mine is, to put it simply, it's What Are You Doing New Year's Eve, which is a song. And it's by Zooey Deschanel and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Why couldn't it be her sister doing it? Her sister's so much hotter than she is.
Oh, Ben, shut up. I like her voice. And it's not the greatest, but it's just there's a nice little smoky tone to it that's really nice. And who knew Joseph Gordon-Levitt could sing? So,
are we talking this kind of smoky?
No, we're not talking that kind of smoky.
Damn.
But you know, just because, you know, tomorrow is New Year's Eve, I figured this would be a nice little... Hope everyone has a happy New Year's Eve. Whatever you may be doing. Or whoever you may
have
be
to
doing.
Work.
Oh. Well, I work too. I work till 3:30, I think.
Ooh, 3:30. I get off at 6.
Yeah.
That is 4 hours after you.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I really
sure
am.
You are. Okay, moving on.
But yeah, that's my link for today, this week.
Click, click.
Yes, and mine is the first episode of a relatively new web series on YouTube called Game Shop. This one is Faux Nerd Girl. This has struck me pretty well just because, number one, it's about gaming, and like a lot of people these days, I do a lot of gaming, so I can relate to all the mischief they get up to. Nice. Also, it's got a lot of actors you'll recognize from Mad TV, SCTV, Saturday Night Live, and things that pop in on a regular basis as side characters and writers and things. So it's actually quite funny. The second episode is quite a bit of fun. This one is pretty good too. And it deals with some pseudo-relevant issues if you're a big dork like I am.
Yay.
Nice.
I like watching that one as well. It's I like the subtle little... I love subtle little jokes, like quick one-liners that just make you laugh out loud. Yeah.
Yeah, the episode, if you get to episode 5, the Pokemon gamer and the first-person shooter kill-em-all gamer switch places and play each other's games for 3 days and become completely different people, and I love it.
Oh, I want to see this. I'm going to watch this. Sorry.
But that is my pick.
One thing I thought about earlier today was for trying to figure out what I wanted to pick. And I thought I'd pick The Abyss, the James Cameron movie from 1989. About the aliens who are under the sea. And the whole like water tentacle thing and such. So it's definitely one of my favorite movies of all time. Unfortunately, it still hasn't come out on Blu-ray yet, which is weird. Especially concerning such a good movie. So I'm recommending that as a pick, and I've got a link to Amazon in for you in the show notes.
Yay.
And with that, right now, it's time to wrap it up. So there's plenty of ways to contact us. Pop over to our website, comesoutloud.com, or shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Actually, leave us a voicemail, 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. See, that's not really hard to remember. Put it in your phone. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/cubsoutloud, facebook.com/cubsoutloud, google+, gplus.2/cubsoutloud. Follow us on Bear Underground. We've got a nice group there. Join it and participate. And you can just have whatever conversations. We'll probably talk about whatever conversations you guys have on there, if you have them. So please converse about anything, whatever you want. And I feel like I'm missing something. I'm Box Puppy, Box Tech, Box Cub, everywhere. So,
that's fuck his box, eat his box, munch his box. Put him in a box, mail him. Whatever.
Ben?
Yes, you can find me as Tech Cub 806 on Bear Underground, Tatnude 806 on G+. Love you, mean it.
Did you just kiss?
Yes. Well, he said he loves him.
That's awesome.
Knows.
Theater Cub 79 on Bear 401, our bruiser. Bear Underground.
Excuse you? What are they selling you now on the Bruiser store, which is the only thing that still exists?
Yeah, they're selling me on the Bruiser store. That's
nice. Yes, you too can buy Damon Alexander at bruiser.com.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Eric, how can they find you?
You can find me on Google+ as Eric Patton. I'm on Bear Underground as GamerBear75, and I'm also occasionally on Bigger City. My name there is GamerBear.
Ah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And if you want to watch him do his Legos, they'll be more than glad to show you.
It's a great way to hang out. Time to wind up the show. A slightly different tone because we're going to play another song from Michael West's new album, A Fond Farewell. In fact, the title track, because I thought it would be appropriate to bid you all a fond farewell. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Ta-ta.
My mother once told me, the thicker your skin, the better off you'll be when this world breaks down. It's trying to control me, leave me without hope. In the past I've been burned, but I've lived and I've learned. Need the shelter of the pouring rain, in the absence of the fear and pain, I will finally be my ball and
are the road that leads me to my place. I will rid my heart of past disgrace. I will find me fit this sluggish pace. A fond farewell, farewell. When I heard their reservations, when I read their bitter words, shine a light upon their wisdom, no matter how absurd. Oh, and it broke my heart to pieces, and I questioned my own beliefs. My dignity was gone, but it's time to move on. Need the shelter of the pouring rain. In the absence of the fear and pain, I will finally feed my ball and chain. A fond farewell, farewell. On the road that leads me to my place, I will rid my heart of past disgrace. I will finally feel this sluggish pace. A fond farewell, farewell, farewell. Say goodbye to feeling sorry for myself, begging others for far too much help. This is my hand, these are the cards that I've been dealt. Only I can make these changes, nobody else. Say goodbye to those sleepless nights, those corridors with no end in sight. Driven man with these words I write. Yeah, I'm making peace with my soul tonight. Need the strength.